Hi, this is Dave Keys. You're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, Radio Napa, and Kansas City Online Radio.
Not the end. Oh, that makes me feel so good. 50 years ago, round about today, I would guess, May, June time, I'd be hitchhiking down from the northeast of England. 16 and three quarters in years. Nearly 17, for God's sake. And hitching down to go to London to listen to the music and go to the clubs. Flamingo Club was one of them, but difficulty getting in because I was underage. But they were a little bit lax. One club where I could get in didn't have an alcohol policy because they didn't serve alcohol. It was called The Scene. It was just off Piccadilly Circus. And the guy who was the DJ there was a guy called Guy Stevens. And he used to get the records from the American servicemen, as we discussed last week on the show about how much our blues in the UK was influenced by not only the ports, but here in London, the American servicemen at the air bases just outside who would come into into London at the weekend and bring the records with them. And he was the one who eventually, Chris Blackwell of Island Records, said, would you like to start Sue Records, which he did. And he released loads of things like Harlem Shuffle and Ike and Tina Turner. Oh, some great, great stuff. He was so influential, Guy Stevens. He sadly went downhill a bit, got done busted for drugs, and I think had an alcohol problem and died, 30 years ago, I guess. But nevertheless, Guy Stevens and Jimmy McGriff opening up the Raven and the Blues. And I do love a bit of swelling organ, and that's a great Hammond B3. And that was influenced by a fellow DJ, Ashwin Smythe, listening to his show on KCUR, which was all keyboard-based, and I thought, what a good idea. Let's go back to some old keyboards. Anyway, welcome to the programme on FM in Spain and in Cyprus and also on Kansas City Online Radio and, of course, as a podcast. Loads of new stuff, some bit contentious in some ways, but we'll see what you think about it. Let's go back, though, to some 8 years ago, an album which came out then when he was in his 60s. He died only a couple of days ago. James Henry Dawkins, his full name, but Jimmy Dawkins died at the beginning of April. He was only in his mid-70s at the time, and he was a bit rough and ready in a way, but turned out some great Chicago blues. Here he is with You Don't Want Me.
Thank you.
So good. Recorded when he was 70 years old, still sounding good on guitar and vocals. I hope I could play the guitar and sing as well as that when I'm 70. I've only got 4 years to learn to play the guitar, mind you, therefore, but that's Jimmy Dawkins, who died a couple of weeks ago, and You Don't Want Me. And thanks to Daniel Saunders, who put me onto that purely by accident, because he was listening to it on Spotify, and I thought, right, let's give that a try. 2 weeks from now, I'll be in Hebden Bridge for the Blues Festival. Anybody organising a festival really has to work very hard as a promoter kind of stuff to try and get the bands who are going to be big at the time the festival is on, but by booking them a year in advance. And Hebden Bridge rightfully won the Best Blues Festival in the UK of the Year Award last year, and they're doing it again this year in the sense that the lineup for the 3 days is fabulous. It's all the names that are rising names. I'm waving my arms in the air here. All the names that are going up here in the UK. I mean, they couldn't have planned it better. There's probably two bands who aren't on the set list over the 3 days, but although otherwise, everybody's there. I'm looking forward to it too, because it'll be the first time I go back on stage and stand and play some records for 30 years. The last time I had my DJ kit out before I got rid of it was 1983. It's going to be strange going on stage and playing records again. And getting the records chosen for my 20-minute set is not also easy, because 20 minutes, what do you do? You know, and of course, in between bands, everybody's going to the loo and getting drinks in and stuff, so... One of the tracks I was thinking about playing, I still may, is Tommy Tucker, High Heel Sneakers, because to me it was very instrumental in my early days. I mention that now because his daughter, Teeny Tucker, has got her new album out, Voodoo To You, and she's also a song from it's been nominated for the semi-finals of the International Songwriting Competition in the States, which is pretty good. Here is the song in question, Teeny Tucker off her brand new album, Voodoo To Do You, and Love Spell.
When we first met, couldn't stay away. You came by to see me almost every day. You showered me with gifts, so precious and dear. You told me all the things that I want. You made me feel good, yeah.
the many tracks which will cause goosebumps on your arms. Tini Tucker from her brand new CD, Voodoo to Do You and Love Spell. And that's not only reached the semi-finals, it's now reached the finals of the International Songwriting Competition back in the States. If you want to get involved in an argument, go into Amazon and type in Hugh Laurie and Didn't It Rain, or go to any of the blues sites and type in Hugh Laurie, and then look at the arguments backwards and forwards about whether Hugh Laurie should be making blues records at all, and can he even call it blues? The thing I see about it is, I mean, okay, Hugh Laurie, actor and comedian previous to that, he plays a pretty fair piano, and he's got an okay-ish voice. And his first album sold really well, and this one has just been released, and it's probably going to be in the album charts in the top five this weekend. And you can't knock that. It's blues in the album charts. If it makes more people try more blues, that's, to me, good news. On this one, he's come back a little bit. He's allowed more voices in and some more musicians playing too. And I think it's stronger for it too. So whether you like him or hate him, I think this is fabulous. Hugh Laurie, together with a singer from Guatemala called Gabby Moreno, who I'd never heard of before, but I'm now doing research into her. And she is called the Guatemalan Edith Piaf. And you can see why on this one. From the album Didn't It Rain, Hugh Laurie, Gabby Moreno and the Weed Smoker's Dream.
Giving your stuff away, why don't you do right like the millionaires do? Put your stuff on the market and make a million too. She bets on every hand. She's a tricking mother for you. Everywhere she lands, why don't you do now like the millionaires do? Put your stuff on the market and make a million too. She lives down by the jail on her back, though she got hot stuff for sale. Why don't you do now like the millionaires do? Put your stuff on the market and make a million too. Giving your stuff away, why don't you do now like the millionaires do? Ooh. your stuff on the market and make a million too. Put your stuff on the market and make a million too.
Been bad since you left me, but I look good in bad. Yeah, I've been bad since you left me, but I look so good in bad. I was a good girl for so long, and it nearly drove me mad. I was good to you, baby, and I never messed around. Not once. But be a good girl for too long, well, it'll bring a bad girl down. Go find yourself a nice girl, hope she's sweet.
Look good.
How was that for you? For me, it's just staggering. 7 years almost to the day that she came and sat on the boat here. I've had some great sessions on The Raven and the Blues, but one which still sticks in my mind is Dana Kurtz when she came in May of 2006 and sat literally, our knees were almost touching, and she was singing just to me from about 3 feet away. If you want to hear that session, just go at The Raven and the Blues page, scroll down and way, way down, you'll see Dana Kurtz. And that's her brand new album, Secret Canon 2. All the tracks on the album are covers from New Orleans and from the old days, apart from that one, which sounds like it could have been written 50 years ago, but in fact she's written it. Great, great lyrics. If you want to listen to it again, just wind the podcast back, or if you're listening on FM, go and download the podcast and then listen to the lyrics. I Look Good in Bad. And before that, the wonderful, we all know it, I think, now as Why Don't You Do Right, because that's what it's been sold as. But it was originally written as The Weed Smoker's Dream, written by Kansas Joe McCoy, Memphis Minnie's husband, and performed by his band back then, the Harlem Hamfats, and performed by many, many others over the years. But they're off the new album from Hugh Laurie, Didn't It Rain, featuring Hugh on piano and the Guatemalan fabulous voice Gabby Moreno for the first time on The Raven and the Blues, and The Weed Smoker's Dream. They say that musicians, you know, sort of, if Robert Johnson got so many of his ideas and inspirations from listening to other musicians, and that's the same, I think, with everybody. Artists tend to look at other people's work and perhaps copy it a little bit, and we all do it in a way. And I listen to other people's radio shows, and then I think, Where did that record get that record from? You know, how did I miss that? And so this week I've done a lot of travelling, both coming back from holidays in Corsica and also loads and loads of buses and trains and car journeys. And so I've probably had about 15 hours of blues, mostly blues podcasts. I have about a dozen podcasts I subscribe to, of which most of them are blues. The rest of them are technical, Mac stuff and comedy and some other things too, and some politics, but mostly blues. Occasionally I hear tracks on people's show, and so the next two numbers have been strongly influenced by two shows I heard this week. First of all, Howlin' Dick's podcast is rather fine, and he played a track this week which I loved so much I had to go out and get it straight away. It's from the new album Rabbit's Motel. It's from a guy who's new to the show too, called Woody Pines, and I just love this to bits.
I love the way my baby walks. I love the way my baby shakes it. I love the way my baby breaks it. I love the way my baby shakes it. Gonna break it. We're gonna shake that thing. I love the way my baby thinks. I love the way my baby drinks. I love the way my baby takes it. I love the way my baby fakes it. I love the way my baby walks, baby talks, baby. We're gonna shake that thing off. I love the way my baby drives. Is it a man or a lie? She puts her foot on the gas, Lord. But yes, you drive me so fast, man. I love the way my baby, I love the way my baby, I love everything about that gal, man. I love the way my baby dances. I love the way my baby romances. I love the way my baby jokes. I love the way my baby smokes. I love the way my baby, I love the way my baby, I just love everything about that gal, Lord. I love the way my baby, I love the way my baby, love the way my baby, love the way my baby, love the way my baby. Ooh, just love everything about that gal. Oh.
I heard first on the Northern Line on my headphones, tapping my feet, annoying the neighbours next to me on the tube. Rabbit's Motel is the album, Woody Pine's the artist. I Love the Way My Baby is the title, and I heard it first on Howlin' Dick's podcast. If you don't understand podcasts, the reason why they are so good is that once you subscribe to them, you just plug your iPhone or your iPod into your computer every night, and all the new podcasts are automatically downloaded onto it. So there's no sort of going to SoundCloud and Podomatic and all that kind of stuff. You've got your own radio station of the shows that you like, automatically on your recharged iPod or iPhone every morning, which is why I love them so much. So I heard that on the way back from doing examining some boats in London, coming from Hoxton, very, very posh in Hoxton, full of trendies. And so I'm on the Northern Line coming back. On the way there, I'm listening to Ashwin Smythe's Kansas City Online Radio podcast, and he plays this track, and I think, I haven't heard played this before ever, I don't think, and I've got the album. And then amazingly on the way back, Howlin' Dick also played it too. So it's on Howlin' Dick's programme, on Ashwin Smythe's programme, and now it's going to be on mine. Katie Bradley, who's coming to do a live session very soon, from the album She's Ready and the tracker Everybody's Playing, called Be Careful With My Baby. Funny, when I first listened to the album through, that one didn't really sort of kick out to me at all, and yet on the 10:24 train into London from Hampton Court into Waterloo, when I first heard it with Ashwin Smythe, I thought, that's amazing. And then on the way back with Howlin' Dick, heard it again. I had to play it this week. There's Katie Bradley, who'll be a guest on the show in a couple of weeks' time. Looking ahead, we've got Ryan McGarvey next week, Cat & Co the week after, Katie Bradley the week after that, Never the Bride the week after that, David Phillips from Holland the week after that, and then the Bare Bones Boogie Band. It's getting kind of busy. They're all coming up. And then we haven't even got to June yet, so that's all coming up in May. Anyway, Katie Bradley will be my guest. Looking forward to that in a couple of weeks' time. Here's a new album from James Cotton. His harmonica playing is as good as ever, but his vocals are not as good. And for that reason, for most of the tracks on the album, for 12 of them, in fact, he brings in other vocalists. People like Keb Mo, we've already featured, but also like Greg Allman, a whole raft of others too, Warren Haynes of Government Mule. Lots of people singing on the various tracks, bar one. The last track on the album is called Bonnie Blues, and it's very simple, stripped down. It's just James Cotton on harmonica and vocals, and from Canada, Colin Linden on Resonator. It's lovely, really lovely. So, James Cotton, the album Cottonmouth Man and Bonnie Blues.
I was born on Bonnie Blues. I'm gonna play the blues for you. I was born on Bonnie Blues, and I'm gonna play the blues for you. I never learned to read or write. The blues is all I know to do. I'm not from Sonny Boy. You was an hour of two. 12 years with Muddy Waters. And I know what I had to do. I went out on my own, playing hard and paying dues. I'm the same old farm boy that was born on Bonnie Blue. You listen to me, baby, why I play the blues for you. La 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 la. La 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 la. Thank you. by the time I've slipped up on me. Long gone is my use. By the time I've slipped up on me. Long gone is my use. I look in the mirror every morning, and I stare right at you, Drew. I was born home, buddy blue. I was just out of relax, and old James got to play these blues for you.
I do love that. Alligator Records is the label. Cottonmouth Man is the name of the album.
Yeah. James Cotton with his hometown blues.
James Cotton and Bonnie Blue and Colin Linden on Resonator there. Track written by James and Tom Hambridge, who plays percussion on most of the tracks on the album. I think it's great. And as I say, his voice is looking on a bit on the frail side, but nevertheless, it's a good, good, great, great album. Is that too many goods and too many greats? Mentioning voices there, here's somebody whose voice is truly fabulous, and one of the listeners to the show in the States, I forget who it was, please forgive me, I'm so far behind with emails and thank yous and stuff like that, I'm drowning in admin, but one of the regulars to the show sort of said they saw him working live, the person I'm talking about is James Hunter, they saw him working live in the States, and James actually said on stage that England had got rid of him with a one-way ticket, which is so sad because he is so good, and I raise this also because his name is up for voting. Ian Siegel said a good thing this week, and the voting for the British Blues Awards, there are some great vocalists there, and really look through, and he believes that James Hunter should win, and so do I, even though Ian Siegel's in there too, and some of them good male voices. If you want to vote for the Blues Awards, it's very simple. You can vote from wherever you are in the world. You have to have an email address, you have to respond to it, and there's a list. The web page is on the Raven and Blues webpage. You can click onto that, and somewhere down the bottom is the Blues Broadcaster of the Year. I'm honoured to be one of the six who were nominated, so if you'd like to vote for me, I'd be really grateful, but there's five other good guys there too. But then work your way through and vote for everybody in the show. Okay, I've mentioned James Hunter. Here he is, Drop On Me.
That's one hard word too many. You better let me by. I'd be gone already if I could stand to see you cry. What kind of fool would I be to let your tears get the drop on me? Hey, baby, one more time. Thank you.
I've loved that guy's voice since he was Howling Wolf with the band called Howling Wolf and the VJs from the 80s. And James Hunter is his real name. And now with the James Hunter 6, his brand new release called Minute by Minute. And now you heard Drop on Me. And his name is one of the ones you can vote for. Looking, I mentioned the Hebden Bridge Blues Festival. Looking forward to it. It's in a couple of weeks' time. And what I'm doing also, if you're going, I'm going to be seeing me on the Saturday evening on stage doing my 20-minute set. I'm taking loads of extra CDs. I've got people who've, artists who've given me extra copies. I've got quite a few handful of CDs to give away over the edge of the stage. Isn't that bribery? So hopefully see you about 9:20 on the Saturday on the stage. But I'll be there Friday and Saturday all day as well. So looking forward to it. Where to now? Oh, the album of the month. The Daniel Smith Band, Higher Wire is the album. It's just been released. And the album of the month is the album of the month which all the English Bringlish blues broadcasters do every month. We have one album which we choose and all of us play tracks from it. I missed it last week because I was away and it didn't arrive in time, so I've only got 3 weeks to go. But basically, it's a great keyboard-based album. And so Daniel Smith and the rest of the band and the album Higher Wire. And this is a track which is called The Pot Calling the Kettle Black. Album is new, it's called High Wire, just been released, Daniel Smith Band. I first played him 11 years ago now, when it was the Daniel Smith Blues Band, where the track, which was off the Blues in Britain album Sampler of 2002, way back then, the blues magazine Blues in Britain had an album every year, a compilation of some of the best British blues bands. Talking Blues in Britain, it's just the new edition is out. Is it the May edition? Oh, that's the front cover here. Yeah, the May edition of Blues in Britain is out. And on page 15, the radio station of the month, or the blues show of the month, is mine. Whoopee! thank you, Paul. Anyway, the Raven and the Blues is on page 15 of Blues in Britain. A good read, a great magazine, some great background behind it too. And that's now available. Okay, where to now? Let's look at the time. We've got time for two more tracks. Let's stay with new releases. This is new. It's Gina Cecilia. The album is called It Wasn't Real. Great lyrics again. It's called Wake Up Next to You.
My sweet baby, baby, I got my eye on you tonight. And baby, you know you never look better. Come with me, baby, I want you by my side. All the people are leaving to play. Just got real low. I think it's time to go. So do you wanna go home with me? Do you wanna go home with me? Sun will be rising soon. Nothing left for us to do. And baby, I wanna
Maybe I Want to Wake Up Next to You, Gina Cecilia. It Wasn't Real as the album, and that's rather fine. I've said rather fine too much this show. I need a producer to say, Raven, stop saying these things. That's always it anyway. Hope you've enjoyed the music. Dave@raven.dj has everything you need to know about the programme, where to send the records to if you're a band, and where to vote for the Blues Awards for this year, all that kind of stuff. Let's close with a track from the new album from Nick Goin, which is called Pages. Here he is with Annabelle Williams. However you've been listening and wherever you've been listening, hope you've enjoyed the music and can join me for some more great blues in 7 days' time. This one's called I've Got Your Back. Talk to you in a week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.